With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Northern Gaza has been shaken by massive explosions as Israel presses ahead with attacks on terrorist infrastructure, saying some 450 sites have been hit in just the past day. The BBC's Rushdie Abu Aluf is in southern Gaza.
It was very intense air strikes. Maybe the people in Gaza say the biggest since the start of this war. About 450 targets were hit across the Gaza Strip, but the main focus of the strikes were northwest and southwest of Gaza, where the Israeli expanding its ground operation, and now they said they are in control of the coastal road, isolating Gaza completely. It was a very tough night with the communication being suspended, mobile phones were off.
The Hamas terror attack that ignited the war occurred 1 month ago. Also at SRNnews.com, Russia reports a successful test of an intercontinental ballistic missile designed to carry nuclear warheads. The missile launched from a new submarine.
The report comes as tensions are soaring between Russia and the West over the fighting in Ukraine. Adding to the tensions, President Vladimir Putin last week signed a bill revoking the Kremlin's ratification of a global nuclear test ban in a move that Moscow says was needed to establish parity with the United States. In the meantime, the Defense Ministry says this test was conducted in Russia's northern White Sea and hit a target in the far eastern region of Kamchatka. Jason Walker reporting.
Former President Trump due on the stand today to testify at his civil fraud trial in New York City. On social media, Mr. Trump skewering the presiding judge as a radical left Democrat operative who's already ruled viciously against him. On Wall Street, Dow futures 1 point higher. This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child is in full swing.
The annual effort by Samaritan's Purse to bring the gospel and some holiday cheer to poor kids around the world is counting down to National Collection Week. Beginning November 13th, Christians are urged to bring shoeboxes full of small gifts to designated churches in their communities, which will package them and send them to Samaritan's Purse. The ministry delivers millions every year and is looking to set a new record this time. Details at SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One interesting side note about the Texas Rangers, who just won the World Series. They're the only Major League Baseball team that does not host a gay pride night at the ballpark. Team officials say our commitment is to make everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball. Arlington, which is where the Rangers are based, is one of the more conservative cities in the conservative state. Rangers majority owner Ray Davis, major donor to the campaigns of Republican Governor Greg Abbott. SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments this week in a challenge to a law prohibiting people with domestic violence restraining orders from possessing guns.
The challenge to the 1994 law is the first one involving guns to reach the justices since their landmark decision last year that expanded gun rights. The gun violence prevention group Brady says that the law has blocked nearly 77,800 firearm sales over the last 25 years. Challenging the law is Zaki Rahimi, a Texas man whose case reached the high court after prosecutors appealed a ruling that threw out his conviction for possessing guns while subject to a restraining order. Donna Warner, Washington.
Two senators from Maine, Susan Collins and Angus King, asking the U.S. Army Inspector General to provide a full accounting of interactions with a reservist before he fatally shot 18 people at a bowling alley and a restaurant in Lewiston. More details, SRNnews.com.